Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, your one-stop shop everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. The first of which likes to talk and pod without the camera rolling. Roy. Say what up, Merle.
Oh, I swear I thought it was Roy because, you know, he was getting kind of flagrant on this one. But hey, hey, how y'all doing? Salutations. You know, they keep trying to tell me, you know, how my story's supposed to go. Tell them, nah, I'm gonna do my own thing. You know what I mean? What's up?
Look who doesn't have dementia, son. I swear. All
right. First of all, we getting old. That's nothing to joke about. I be forgetting shit left and right. Like, damn.
Niggas ain't that old. That's insane. Don't. All
right, yo. See, this is what I'm talking about. Let me live. Y'all don't have to jump on me.
No, my God. I've been dropping shit randomly, son. Like, I've been dropping, like, eggs randomly. Like, shit just been, like, falling out of my hand randomly. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't know if I'm getting
that might be arthritis. I ain't gonna hold you.
You might have like something a fucking egg fell out of my hand onto the goddamn kitchen floor, son. I was so fucking blown. Like, oh, my God. The neighbors probably heard me yell fuck because I was like,
And my second co-host, who says he's getting back into gaming, but I haven't seen him online since, you know, that one game he played. But
oh shit!
Say what up, Roy?
Get saucy with other niggas.
What up, your boy Roy? Baldur's Gate 3 is on a little pause here. Like I told you, you can't just pick up and drop an RPG. You know what I'm saying? Pick it back up. You're like, yo, what the fuck was I doing? So that's where I'm currently at. I'll give you an update next week, and you'll find out if I finish the game or not.
There was a smirk behind it. I don't even believe that. I ain't gonna hold you. You won't.
There will be no update. There will be
no update. There you go.
This was the update. This was the update.
Don't bring it up again.
Oh shit.
And my last co-host, who has been sending me some fire music as of late, say what up, Spice.
Yo, what it do, what it is, what it be like, baby. Glad you enjoy, man.
Hey, thank you. And if you're listening to the audio version, remind you to check out the video version on our YouTube channel. And also rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps us move in the algorithm and bring in new listeners. Now, with the promotion out of the way, let's get into the Nonsense of the Week, where an idol, Will Smith, is in the news once again. Because his wife has just been fucking him up, son. So Jada recently said, was like on a talk show, or was she an interview or something?
Yeah, it was an interview.
Interview where she said her and Will Smith have been separated since 2016. So that means Will Smith went on stage and slapped Chris Rock for a failing marriage. Now, Merle, Don't you think you would have left by now? What do you think, bro? What are your
real quick? ISO. Oh shit. Oh man, let's get right to it, dog. You know, we're all the same age, 30 years old. Will, we saw him as the player. He's a Mac Daddy, you know, Fresh Prince, you know, Hitch, Wild Wild West. He's our guy, man. It hurts so much to see that my man is going through this toxic ass shit, bro. Like, well, be gone, man. I mean, truth be told, I mean, you know, first of all, foremost, this shows how solid as a man he is, you know, keeping things together. I wish I would find out that my youngin got my kids writing a letter to your dead ex. You have me all the way fucked up as a man. But hey, that's just me. How do you feel about that, Nissan?
Son,
like I did that.
Put a rock back to me. Almost right, bald, man. You remember recently she was like showing like a video of her and Tupac lip syncing, you know, Will Smith's music. I was just like,
parents don't understand.
Yeah, I was like, yo, do you not understand? What's good with you? Leave him alone, son.
He's not here. He's here. Like, I'm here.
Was like it's actually kind of crazy. And then I'm just thinking like, damn. Will Smith was with Margot Robbie and the internet was clowning him like, yo, how could you do that to Jada? Like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Go back to your wife. Meanwhile, it's like, damn, nigga, I don't got a wife. Yo,
if only y'all knew.
Roy. Yeah, if only y'all knew. Roy Spicer, what are y'all takes?
I'm going to say that we don't always know what the relationship entails, you know. It's not that easy to leave, you know, a wife of
you are playing it safe.
Got kids are grown, you know. I don't really understand alimony. I don't really understand any of these, you know, divorce terms. So maybe it's just not that simple. You know, and what she said was that the relationship is constantly involving, you know, like it's almost like an organism. All right.
Now, so we gotta stop doing this shit.
Absolute fuck us.
we gotta stop this shit.
Hey, Dooley's not here. Someone's gonna have to take the
we let entanglement slide and let that get off. We was like, oh word, like that was a bar. We let that rock. I'm not gonna let this involve marriage.
That's always
living organism situationship.
We're not doing that.
Why is she always coming up with random ass terms, bro?
Son, to deflect the goddamn idiocy that this fucking shit has, bro. Like the way I think about it is like, I don't know, like, if you've seen Johnson Family Vacation, like, this isn't really too far-fetched, you know what I'm saying, with Cedric the Entertainer and his wife. He was living here, she was living down the street and shit like that, and then they had to go on a vacation. So now I'm, like, I'm wondering, like, who was living with who type of shit, because Jaden obviously wasn't living with Will or her or some shit like that, so... I don't know, like, were they still living together? Because I'm sure, like, people would notice that, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, with as much as paparazzi.
But that's the whole point. Like, we are millionaires. You know what I'm saying? We got big bread. You stay at that wing of the house. I stay at that wing.
Me and Augustina will stay down here.
He got his own, you know. That's a separate wing for just me and August. You know what I'm saying?
I got my own
quarters, though.
We're not doing this. Stop.
I'm just saying, like, my thing is, rich ass celebrities with tons of money, tons of fame, they live weird ass lives. Like, shit that us common folk don't even fucking get. These motherfuckers just do different shit, bro. Like, she's saying they haven't even, technically they've been separated, but haven't had an open relationship or have had an affair. None of this shit makes sense. Like, so.
Like somebody lying. I don't know.
Somebody lying. Jada is not the best narrator or orator. She's continually fucking up and just making herself look bad.
Is she the female future?
We don't know.
Is she the female future?
You know what, son? You know what? It's kind of crazy that, like, you know, she went to August Alsina because, like, why him? Why him? Why destroy Will Smith's legacy over August? Like, Usher, fine. You know, I'll lose to Usher because I'm Will Smith. But August Alsina, bro, like, damn it, son. She don't be someone cooler. Like, goddamn, son.
I will learn how to skate.
Y'all shouldn't even say that because August Alsina is our age. So you should think.
No. He's winning. I can pull it off. He's not a loser in this. It's not unrealistic. I could do it.
I can slide
right up in there.
It's him goals, you know? He's winning. I destroyed a marriage and a famous one at that. Niggas write songs about this marriage. I destroyed it. He's winning in this.
Hey. Shout out to J. Cole. He wrote No Role Models in 2014, apparently 2 years later.
I want that real love. That Jada and that Will love. Yeah, that bar. God, that bar don't really sound right now.
That's like his last concert when he was about to. He didn't even say that bar. He just let that shit go. Y'all can say it. Y'all can say that. I don't know.
Goddamn. All right. Well. Moving on.
We're not gonna fill out.
Oh, you got more? What's up? What you got?
I mean, I'll get a little messy with you then. Allegedly, Chris Rock actually allegedly tried to make an attempt to try to date Jada. We can't just leave this just yet. This is a messy cesspool.
Yeah, very, very alleged because she's the one that said Chris Rock, you know, pulled up on her like through text, like, let me take you out to dinner. And she was like, yo, Chris, those are just
rumors.
Let me
take you out to eat. Did that land? All right, there we go. All right, cool. We good. That's pretty good.
Now, the question is, did this really happen? Because do y'all believe her?
I'm not going to hold you. I'm not gonna hold you. I've been, you know, even during that whole infamous slap, like I did a little bit of research and allegedly, like, bro, I think we even pod about it too. I think I heard that bruh or read that bruh's been on her ever since like Madagascar. If you guys don't know, Jada and Chris Rock were on Madagascar. She played.
If you don't know,
Hippo.
These two famous people were on this. Yeah. Look,
you got to be detailed.
Hey, first of all, voice actors, I guess they pass each other in the booths from time to time.
Right.
Is that a euphemism? I don't even know. Like,
but it could be, you know.
Pass each other in the booth. Oh man. So pretty much is it?
Yeah. Huh? Chris Rock was
Chris
the zebra.
Chris Rock was the zebra. What was
yeah,
Jada?
Yeah, he was a zebra.
The hippo.
The hippo.
It's crazy.
See, you need me to see. You need to break it down. See, you needed me to break it down. See, look at that.
You gonna prove this nigga right on air is crazy.
There you go. There you go. No, I love it. I love it. Let me get my shine. Don't you edit this shit out either. I mean, so
Barlow, is that true though, or is that another rumor?
It's a rumored, but. I mean, I'm not going to lie, for that to come out and then this and then the slap, I think things are starting to clear up a little bit more.
You know what? I didn't put that together. Maybe.
Yeah. Seriously.
Science, bro.
Come on, man. I'm going to do the math. I mean, like I said, I think
Will Smith said you disrespected my wife that you also tried to hit on.
Mm-hmm.
And I already told you about this once before. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
So I guess millions. Team Will again? Yes.
It's been Team Will. It's always
Team Will. But was it his wife?
Is it really Team Will?
This is Fred.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Son. He did a whole slave movie after this. Like, Jada is giving this man more laughs than the slave movie than he did. Son, like, this shit is fucking insane.
No, shit.
He's
going out. Publicly lash.
He's going out.
Hey, that's why we here.
And he knew? And he knew?
Oh, shit.
This was openly discussed.
The man is in love.
He is.
What can't y'all tell? He's clearly in love. Like y'all said, most people would have walked away, but Will's are stronger than you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that nigga died. Hold on, we might have to stop the pod. That nigga's dying over here. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I think I saw a clip. This nigga Will's like working out in like Africa or some shit by himself. I think, yeah.
Dave Chappelle also went to Africa.
Yeah, he did.
Alright, you know what?
Buff as fuck afterwards. All right,
hey, next bro. Next.
Yeah. All right, you know. Brand.
Oh shit. My god. You know what? Actually, real quick though, should we big up the kids more in this situation just due to the fact of how much shit they have literally been going through with this?
Yeah, bro. The internet cooked them for years.
They got fried.
You know what I'm saying? Especially Jaden. Time they're in a tumultuous home. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still getting cooked, bro. He just posted a picture. Y'all weren't there for me and my Lois. And this nigga was damn near anorexic, and now he's buff as shit, too. He's like, now I'm back.
But, nah, oh, Jaden's swole?
Being like he was a god or something, bro. Like Jaden was on some other shit, and it was fucked up. It was horrible.
Dare I say he's the Fresh Prince?
No. Mm-hmm. Right, there's only one Fresh Prince. It's only one.
I thought I could fit that joke in there. Right,
no,
sorry.
Nigga. You thought wrong.
I don't know unless I shoot. That's all I'm just saying. I got to try.
That's not a good thing.
Well, first off,
you didn't even shoot. A nigga came and smacked the ball out your hand before you, got it off.
See, that's the perk with being B-Mike. I just got to try. That's it. Like, I'm just here.
God damn.
Hey, put up shots, baby. They going to land or not. It's all right.
Oh, shit. All right. I got to move on.
I was gonna say he could have fucking caught her cheating if he followed the Fresh Prince, but never mind it. That was just equally as fucking.
I don't even know what y'all niggas are going to add to it.
I can't even follow you up right now. That's the
like when got kicked back out. You supposed to make that one, man. I'm supposed to flop.
No, this shit clanked the rim. Pass it right.
Hey. Let me kill myself. I don't need you to add on. It clanked the rim. Come on, man.
Hey, fuck. Hey, Spicer missed the backboard. It's all good.
All right. We're moving on to music news. God damn. Since the last podcast, oh god, I can't talk. Since the last podcast, Drake dropped his new album for all the dogs, and all the niggas are singing. You know, they love it, especially Spicer, who said, like, you know, Jake's his favorite artist, and he can't wait for this album to drop. He said his favorite song is "Rich Baby Daddy." Spicer, tell us more.
Yeah, I listened to the tape on Friday. I actually woke up at 6 a.m. No, I did not wake up at 6 a.m. That was a fucking cool promotion, though. But yeah, I woke up, I listened to the album. I thought it started off pretty strong. You know what I'm saying? There are tracks here and there. Like, I don't think it's a shit album. But you know, I wasn't thoroughly pleased with it. If I must say, just as far as like the content that's in the album or like the subliminal shots or anything like that. But you know what I'm saying? With that said, I mean, I do love the tracks with like fucking Tizo Touchdown. The track with Lil Yachty is a little weird. But you know what I'm saying, just as far as like the bars that are in that shit, like this nigga Lil Yachty was saying, like, I got a white girl with big titties, but she don't sing like Billie Eilish or some shit like that.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, you know, I think it's a cool album.
Have you seen Billie Eilish?
Yeah, I've seen Billie Eilish.
Pretty good bar. I liked it. I saw where he was going. I saw the vision.
I saw the vision.
I saw the vision. I saw what he did there. I was there.
It was there.
What's your favorite song on there?
My favorite song.
Who, me?
On there. I do like this. It's weird because it's an interlude. I do like Screw the World. You know what I'm saying? I do like.
Okay.
Maybe 7969, First Person Shooter, Daylight, Fear of Heights, Amen. Calling for You wasn't really hitting for me. Like Bahama Promises wasn't really hitting. Tried Our Best, okay. I do think a song that could have been better was the Drew of Picasso song. You know, I do think there are points in this album where it's like very elongated, and you know, I don't know what Drake is necessarily trying to do on some of these songs, like 6 a.m. in Charlotte, 8 a.m. in Charlotte, whatever that song is called. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about peaceful stuff. And then there's like subliminals for like, I'll shoot you, I'll kill you, or like, you know what I'm saying, or some shit like that. And you hear that multiple times like throughout the album. But then like, you know what I'm saying, then there's songs that are reflected about like Instagram girls that are on their phone too much, or like broke his heart and now he's a top dog and now he has to break their heart and he has money and, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff, which is cool, you know what I'm saying, I guess, to like a certain demographic or whatever. But you know, I'm not saying I want to hear him talk about his kids or like wanting to get married or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying. But with 23 songs on the album, I do think it is a little oversaturated, but I don't think it's necessarily as bad as what everyone's saying. I do think people went in there with a little bit of a like a prediction, like, oh, it's for all the dogs, it's gonna be all rapping or something like that, which is not necessarily who Drake is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, for if you're reading this, it's too late or something like that, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of go back to that. But you know what I'm saying, some of his best work, like his first five albums or something like that, you know what I'm saying, it's genuine work. Now it just doesn't feel the same with this album. Not saying it's bad, but there'll be some songs that I go back to, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, it felt like more like a playlist to me.
True. I thought when he said, I know you missed the old Drake, I thought we were getting nothing but singing Drake. So that's what I was looking forward to. But you already know my favorite song is Rich Baby Daddy because SZA's on there. That's the best feature. It's the best song. So whatever. But anything you're going to say, J. Cole, who says it all the way? Shut up. Roy, what are your thoughts on the album?
I thought this is probably my favorite Drake album in a minute.
Whoa.
I really like this album.
Whoa.
I'm so glad, okay, I didn't look at none of the spoilers or nobody else talking about songs and shit. Like, Spicer was going through the songs he liked. I'm like, that's me basically saying every song on here, so I'm not gonna do that. Bore y'all to death. I know a lot of people been talking about it now. Cohesive to me. To me, it's cohesive. Like the sound, there's a theme of the album. Like to me, this is is this the breakup album or is this after the breakup? Right.
It's after.
And this is like For All the Dogs, but it's really about like it's a misogynistic view of like how a man can be feeling like after going through that relationship. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's like I saw somebody say this is like the manifestation of that tweet that was out going viral last week, and it was like that feeling, that moment when you start to hate your girlfriend.
I had things in my head for days, nigga.
Think about it, because that's the album, bro. Put yourself in that mind state.
Okay,
and you hear him talking about this relationship, these relationships throughout the entire thing. I'm talking about like being tired of this girl, like saying literally the most misogynistic shit. Like you thought I could treat you better? Nah, I treated you as good as I could have treated you. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, and then in terms of like singing Drake and all this, like you said, Bahama Promises, that shit's fire to me. Like
that's a fire.
Have you ever been on an exotic trip and been in an argument with your girl? You will talk understand exactly what this nigga is talking
shit.
About.
Talk your shit, King. Talk your shit. I see you.
I wish I could have left your ass somewhere, or I need to visit somewhere without you to know what that's like. These are all like, and then not to mention the super like low-key fucked up shit that he was saying. At the same time, we've been talking about like, yo, I need more honest Drake. I need more like, you need to talk. He said the fucked up shit about Rihanna, but like, that's how he feels. You know what I'm saying? How he feels. He said the shit about Esperanza Spalding. That's how he felt. He's being honest, so I can't be mad like and say, oh, these are hurtful bars. Like, no, this is your art. Like, you were going out there and you putting this out to the world, you know, regardless what the feedback may be.
To play devil's advocate with that real quick, I just know Taylor Swift making songs about her exes. They can say nothing, you know, but let Drake talk about, you know, how he don't like Rihanna no more and how he did, you know, everybody's like, okay, stop it.
I see what my guys did. First of all, don't do the give and go right now. Like, relax. Let Roy's, you know, hot take, you know, really sizzle out there. Because that was some Steph Curry range right there. I like that.
I told you. When I started to listen to the album first time, I was like, oh, nah, bro. He's literally, like, honestly, Evermind is like, even there, that's like, there was a theme with that album. Like, believe me, I've been like a main detractor of Drake for years until recently. I think the last 3 or 4 years ago. Nigga kept showing up on my Spotify top list.
Can't ignore it.
You can't say you hate a nigga when you like his music. So then I've been like, all right, let me actually go through this. Like CLB, I didn't really fuck with it because those are literally throwaways and it's not a cohesive album.
We're not doing that right now. Stick on.
Are you an album listener? Like, do you play albums?
I play a whole album.
You don't do shuffle? Just like, yo, this album.
I don't do shuffle. I listen to a whole album straight through. Like,
a serial killer
and
shit.
It is, bro, to the point where I don't know the names of songs.
Hold on, like, what you put straight up? How do you even do that? How do you know that? That's crazy.
You just listen from the beginning. Just like, I want to hear the interludes. I want to hear like Snoop Dogg come and talk about the song, and then it goes into Slide Me Out, and it's perfect. It fits so well on the album.
Like, you stole my take. I'm sorry. I just want to jump in on your review real quick. I will say that I take back my Slime You Out take because once I saw it formatted in the album, I was like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. Wait. I hate you for doing that.
Do you have a bad take about a song SZA was on?
Well, first things first, no. You know, that's a goddess, so please let me just go ahead.
Those are the two songs, though. Rich Baby Daddy and the Bad Bunny songs.
Those don't exactly fit the vibe, but those are to get the Spanish accent. We don't need you with a Hispanic accent, bro.
Nigga, I got the dancing. I don't know what y'all niggas talking about. I got the moving them shoulders at work, nigga. I was like, oh shit.
That shit could work, but it is like they were talking about a Joe Budden pod. There is no hook, and that is a good point. There isn't a hook, but that, like you said, the bop to that joke. It's fire.
That bop. That's one thing about it. It's gonna be a multicultural song. It doesn't have to just resonate here in the States. You can take that over there to Spain. You can take that down to South America. Like, sometimes that's one of the biggest perks, which is, you know, adding diversity to your bag. I think it's my turn to get my shit off with this album. Album was pretty good. Like I said, I'm really conflicted. I'm trying to figure out which one I really truly feel more, either between Her Loss or this. I maybe got probably do another double back or triple back technically.
It's really like a comparison for you, like Her Loss and For All the Dogs. It's like same thing, like same pedestal. So that
it's not same pedestal. Like I said, it's weighed differently. Like Roy said, you know, the my guy's actually getting his shit off in this joint. Her Loss. See, what did I say? What Her Loss was about? I mean, self-explanatory. It's Her Loss. I mean, damn, that is a good question.
It's just kind of like the same theme to me, you know what I'm saying? But I also think that goes with like Drake not having to prove anything due to what he's done in the past, if you know what I'm saying, if we're being honest. Like like the BBL song, like I don't think that was a serious song. Like if we're being honest, like I think that was just like Drake just fucking around in the studio or something like that. Like even the song where he's talking about, you know what I'm saying, he can't date a girl because she doesn't necessarily like the guys that he hangs out with. So when he does find that girl that can be around the guys, like he feels bi or some shit. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's just some of the content.
What? No, man, those are bad bars.
It does miss me, son. Like some of the content in the album does miss me. But we do get those like flashbacks of Drake, like, you know what I'm saying, where he is being vulnerable or he is being such and such. But like the arrogance on tracks and everything like that, man, like I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's not for me. Like I don't need to hear you talk about like dogging women all the time and shit like that. Like it's kind of like that that toxic shit that was kind of going around with like Brent Faiyaz, like, you know what I'm saying, with Brent Faiyaz listeners and stuff like that. Like all his music is toxic, him dogging women or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like
That's classic R&B, son. What are you talking about?
That's also a critique that people are gonna say about his music, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. You know, like
with him taking a break after this album, I can't see why.
You know, I'm not necessarily surprised with him taking a break after this album. Like he's been putting out a lot of content So
I want to get to that age thing. I'm sorry, Merle, because I don't think you really got your take out.
No, I didn't. I was just sitting on the sideline, but it's fine. Go ahead.
But in terms of like. Cause I used to be the same. I was like, yo, why does this nigga only talk about this shit? Like, what's going on? I want to hear Drake talk about having a family. And then I realized, like, this is just this nigga's life. Like, he lives this life. Like, that's it. He's just a rich ass playboy. Like, that's it. Like, you got
and
a kid.
Double down. He brings it. Well, I forgot what track was Adonis on. He's on that, yeah. And he's in the music video for 8 a.m. and Sean. Yeah. So he's technically a family guy still. Like, let's not get it twisted.
It's trying a little bit, but like at the end of the day, like this is like he needs to live more life if he's gonna talk about different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all it comes down to. And it's up to him whether or not he wants to make his life more complicated. Cause I don't know about y'all, his life sounds pretty good to me. Like I'm pretty sure that's how most of us would live. I'm pretty sure that's what these red pill niggas been talking about, being rich as fuck. Like this is the nigga telling you about that lifestyle. This is the red pill shit. Like, this is, I am a balling ass nigga. I can get any girl I want, tens everywhere, but I'm still sad because shit don't work out. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like the way these.
And, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like your point because, you know what I'm saying? Rory Amal brought up this point, which I thought was, Rory brought up this point, and he was talking about, you know what I'm saying? Would this be considered like Drake's Magna Carta? Or something like that, where we had that Jay-Z album where he was just talking about shit that's like kind of like unrelatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know you got a black car, we know you have all these riches and everything like that. And it really just convoluted the album. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really get the best reviews, but you know what I'm saying? It was still a Hove album. It was still like a Drake, still like a Jay-Z album or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And then Jay-Z goes on his hiatus. Like, do you think this is For All the Dogs is like, something that could be compared to as far as like
legacy wise, like Magna Carta, Holy Grail, like Jay-Z's or something like that.
Roy. I can't tell if Merle's frozen. I'm waiting for Merle.
Oh, you want me? I mean, like, I love Hove. Hove is up there for me, but nah, Magna Carta was not truly, truly that one for me. I'll be the one to say it. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't want to go down a deep dive tangent, but that joint was definitely, you know, forced pause down our throats due to Samsung and shit like that.
It was.
I think he got something, you know, I think he can produce something a little bit of that higher echelon, if you will. Like I said, first things first, like I said, you have to commend this nigga for being able to drop literally three projects within a year. Like, that's phenomenal. And I mean, you know, not even just the amount of work he's putting out, but just once again, that risk that he's taking. Like I said, he caught heat for, you know, actually, damn, is it four albums? Because, you know, he had the Party album joint. That one was a very amp. Certified Lover Boy got thrown out there. Then, you know,
called Dark Lane Demo Tapes, a project. And I'm still confused by that, but get going.
Oh, I like that one. I really like that one. That one's actually, to Spice Point, that's the throwaway mixtape type joint, which is still a vibe.
Yeah.
Her Loss, like I said, I love that one, the duality that he had in that one, the soft-spoken voice, and then you got the, you know, the ill street nigga 21.
Her Loss was a Drake album when, you know, 21 Savage is also on.
It's with that album, I love it because it's the good angel and the bad angel on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way I can summarize it. You know, anything and everything they're saying, that shit fire. This one right here, I mean, shit, god damn it. I mean, first things first, let's get to that. Can we discuss J. Cole? I know we're tired of talking about him. Can we talk about his lyrics and his verse?
I kind of want to talk about, like, the album thing that you brought up. Because, I mean, like, would you say that all those projects are good? You know what I'm saying? Those four projects coming out in that time span. Because NBA Youngboy comes out with multiple albums throughout the year. Conway the Machine comes out with multiple albums throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? And those get pretty high reviews. So do you think, like, Drake is held at he's obviously held at a higher standard, but with you saying that he released those 3 to 4 albums, like, you know what I'm saying, commemorative to him, like, would you say, like, all those albums are good, or all those albums have something different in each other? Like, what separates this album from, like, Certified Lover Boy or anything else?
I would say that the consensus would say no. I think the consensus is that Her Loss was good, CLB was bad, Honestly Nevermind was bad, and For All the Dogs is currently bad. That is the current consensus. Me personally, I think all of them are good except for CLB. I didn't like CLB.
You're bugging with that, but hey, to your own opinion.
Honestly, Nevermind is good. I think it's just different. You know what I'm saying? It's not what people are looking for. Her Loss is more of a trap sound. But, and then this For All the Dogs is kind of like new Drake, you know what I'm saying? Both, like,
are you guys surprised not to see Future on this, by the way, too?
Something,
especially with that track, that
fucking song.
Now, see, I'm not gonna let you get that off because
that Pluto song, which is weird, but you know,
well, yeah, I was about to say that, What Would Pluto Do joint, like, I was, you know. During that whole song, I literally could hear Future, and I was just so lost and just trying to.
Really? You can hear Future on that?
I can hear Future.
I haven't heard Future on a Yachty beat yet. I need to hear Future on a Yachty beat, because that's a Yachty beat.
Bro, you got songs together.
That's a Yachty beat. Yeah, but this is that Yachty sound that he's been doing this whole year. I haven't heard Future on it yet.
Oh, well, the song definitely
some on, like,
Jumbo shit, Jumbotron shit popping. Another Late Night. What Would Pluto Do? Strike, Holster. There's all just like this certain sound and vibe that Yachty's got, which is what Joe Budden was complaining about.
I think there. Like I said, I'll come back to that because I think there was some type of to that sound you're looking for. That there was some on the I Never Liked You album from Future last year. But I mean, can we talk about the J. Cole shit a little bit? I mean, did he smoke that or no? Is he having a year or no?
Yes.
Yeah, you fucking killed it.
I think we're all in agreement. Yeah. Yeah, Glenn Slam, right? Nothing to say. Enough said.
We done said it last
time. Like, I don't know what you want to say. It's good. It's fire. It's awesome. It's like, I'm about to give you just whatever synonyms are for yes. Yeah, just use that.
Indubitably. Correct, sir. Yeah. I mean, shout out Jermaine, man. Smoke that shit again. I mean, once again, like I said, not to repod that shit again, but what a year he's having. But I don't want to hop off this album real quick, pause. But do you guys think that we will end up seeing the fall off by the end of this year? Or do you think that might be a next year type of thing?
At this point, next year.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wanted to take the album of the year award, I mean, you only got like a month and a half to drop a project. No, it's literally too late because the Grammys wrap up around like November or some shit, if not before then. So, yeah, you could easily take it this year. Anybody could take it this year for sure.
Okay. And also real quick for my last review, shout out to Drake for just doing. People are down that Adonis drew it. I like the fact that Adonis possibly drew the dog. And like I said, that's something that later on down the line that, you know, he's attached to that he'll still get a bag for.
No, he already got the bag. Like,
oh yeah, Drake did buy it from. But yeah. It's just like I said. I like that. You know, Beyonce, Blue Ivy, rich
fucking shit. I don't even know about.
Yeah,
we buy this. That's what they do. We buy this from my kids. So they don't got to pay taxes on it.
People get their kids production credits on their songs.
I know. So. That's a. I wish I was rich.
You get royalties, and just put in a trust, and then they get to fuck with that when they're 18.
Tiana Taylor, I believe, did it for. Her daughter on her last album, Beyonce, of course, Blue Ivy, Drake, Lear. So, salute. He's a good dad, man.
Shout out to Generational Wealth, the Black Way, you know? Shout out to that. Now, back to this black-on-black crime. Joe Budden versus Drake. Now, Merle, you pay to listen to niggas talk. tell us what they sell in the podcast with the Joe Budden podcast.
First and foremost, don't do me like that. I pay to hear niggas talk. I am despite, you know, my love for, you know, the boy 666, I am a, Pump It Up fan as well too. I am a JPP boy. You know what I mean? I will admit it, man, let me correct that. Joe addressed the issue today, dabbled down into a little bit more, pretty much telling niggas, get off my dick. I can critique shit. I'm here to critique. Definitely, you know, dove into a little bit of the somewhat history that him and Drake have. You know, I thought it was a little messy, you know, once again, I'm a stan of both, but I thought that was a little messy that, you know, Drake DM'd him. It's like, once again, dude, if you're going to put all that shit out there, just put it out there. Don't hit the nigga on the side afterwards. Once you, you know, put all that heat out there.
Is it sassy to like DM instead of like texting him? Cause I know he could have got his number.
All the way, and well, first thing to do all that, like, you know, out him out on the academics. I mean, do we want to do the quick brief of Drake, you know, replying to him saying, yo, hey, where do you get off? You're a failure, you didn't make it in rap, this type of thing, just completely bashing him, telling kids, hey, kids, don't, like, first and foremost, don't bring other people to address it. Like, don't say, hey, kids, like, look at this. Don't be like this. Like, that's flagrant. Like, I was highly disappointed in Drizzy for that. Look at me calling Drizzy like I know this nigga. I was slightly perturbed that, you know, he really couldn't handle Joe's critique. And, you know, Joe mentioned that earlier. It's kind of an oxymoron where you say, you know, you belittle me and tell me how little I am, but yet the second that I make a voice or a word, it catches your attention like that. So apparently I am big to you. Apparently I do matter. Apparently what I am saying is resonating with people out there in the world. So, you know, where do I lie? Am I nothing or am I something? You know what I mean? I believe I got another. Let me pass it to my other fellow JBP fan. Roy, how'd you feel about that? Did I smoke that or not?
No, you did great.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm fishing for my props. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get my props on here.
I mean, Drake's initial criticism, I mean, once again, Joe says it all the time. People are entitled to how they feel. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to like my critique of your album. and you can do that what you may. You know, if you decided to post on his academics post and drop just straight bars on top of this man's head, you know, and made a fool of him in front of everybody for the past week, and to the fact that everyone had a review, Joe Budden's review. Like, that was the news for like the last 3-4 days. So, like, and like Joe mentioned, and like you just said right there, like, him saying that you're a failure and these things don't matter, da da da, like, obviously it matters. Obviously, the fact that I even got your attention, obviously, this shit matters. Obviously, I'm a big deal. And like I said today, Joe expressed that on the podcast. You know, I said that he has influenced millions of people, including you, Drizzy.
Mm.
So you can't just essentially say that I have no impact. Not to mention that the greatest rappers of all time told him how great of a rapper of an MC he is. So
even that's the one thing. I'm sorry to cut you off. That's the one thing with their beef. A lot of it's already documented.
Yeah,
it's already out there. Yeah, from the clips from the old JB, you know, Joe Budden TV, to clips of them smoking hookah together, you know. Shout out to the one Twitter guy handler. You know, you're not sponsored, so I'm not about to do it. But he made a quick little like 2-minute clip of just the duration of time of Joe and Drake, and my bad. Let me pass it back. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I think so. Yeah. In general, I think a lot of where Drake's essentially like where the issue comes from for him is obviously it's personal, but that's not the main thing, right? Like, niggas piss you off all the time, I'm sure. I think mainly what's going on is the fact that Drake's like getting his automatic reviews of his album before the album even comes out. Like, the album's like out for like 5 minutes and everyone's saying it's trash.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was myself, I'm fishing for like a good review. Like, I'm not finding shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I crazy? Am I the only one that like this shit? Like, which is, and I think, you know, like you said, these artists put their time and energy into it. Like, he's seen the reviews. Like, he knows people aren't fucking with like his solo projects. Obviously, people like Her Loss, but like the fact that he thinks that he's getting singled out the way people were shitting on him for this album, which is obviously true. Like, it can't just have that much negative attention just dropping music. Joe just hit a nerve and got this amazing soliloquy, you know. Then he got more disses.
Soliloquy. I like what you did there. I see what you did.
Bro, the man is good at words, bro. Both of them are, really. They're words.
Facts.
Like, and he didn't went into the DMs and was talking shit to Joe, and it was the same shit there. He's still a poet. Even when he was talking shit in the DMs.
So he called them jabronis. Talking about I'm a poet.
Yeah, he called them jabronis.
Yeah.
Talking about I'm a poet. Shut up.
Like, these things, but well, that's the thing is, like, poets. They're both hilarious, bro. They're both funny as shit.
All right, let him get off, man.
He called this man Papa.
Let him get off.
He said you might want to light a candle, Papa. They cooking you in the comments.
What the fuck?
Yeah, don't tell me light a candle. Relax.
But
it's not the 1900s, nigga. Relax.
I think like a big question, like debate, is like who can critique who, and I think that's just like the dumbest fucking argument. It's just such a waste of breath. Like, let's not talk about anybody can critique anybody. Like, at this, like, what are we talking about? So,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I said,
are,
somebody just got
you know, critiquing two famous people we don't know. You know, so you know.
We were critiquing it. They even said it. And it was like, there are people that critique our pod. I'm like, yeah, that's us.
Like, that is us.
Like, who are you to tell me I can't do it? Fuck. And niggas gonna watch. So, hey.
So one thing Drake said was like, yo, you talking about me fucking 25-year-olds. Is that a bad thing, Merle?
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna fight after this episode. I swear to God. We're gonna fight. Learn when I'm open and when I'm not.
Like I said, I am covered.
Oh,
like I said, I ain't make it past half court.
Yeah, yeah. He's open. Go ahead, take that shot. You know what, man? Look, there's nothing wrong with it, man. And once again, I hate to be that guy. As a stand, Joe has no leg paws to stand on this shit. Joe himself, you know, as a older gentleman himself, there's a some of the ladies he's chosen. There's quite a age differential, you know. So Was it people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones or some shit like that?
I think what Joe said on the pod was, as a man that's fucked a lot of 25-year-olds, I know.
Oh, shit.
I like you were trying to give him advice. Like, nigga, if you stop fucking with these 25-year-olds, like, where's your content gonna go or some shit? Like, it was, I think it was more so just like advice and shit. Like, people really took like Joe Budden's clip. And like, it was like one of those news clip things, like, all right, we're going to pick the worst thing that he said, but not actually play the fucking 4 to 5 minutes where, like, you know what I'm saying? He does say things like, oh, he's the greatest entertainer of all time or whatever the fuck, or right now, whatever the fuck, however the fuck people introduce Drake before they talk about him, you know, so even before they give a critique, like, it's always like, you know what I'm saying? He is one of the biggest artists right now. But yeah, man, I think,
to your point too, to your point, which you are exactly right. If people did their research, Joe actually bigged up Drake's last,
the
one that, you know, literally the whole nation, worldwide, everybody, well, I mean, except for over there that the party music goes for, but now over here in the States, yeah, everybody trashed that joint. Joe actually, you know, stood on the platform and stood on that ledge and actually bigged that up on several episodes or anytime that song or that album was mentioned and let it be known that, hey, nah, go back to it. It's good. And the funny thing about this whole thing, too, to that whole point, just like he came out with Views and, you know, had that shit, who's not to say that this nigga Joe will come back and double back, maybe, you know, like you just said, we're all critiquing it. It's only been out for, you know, less than a week. Joe can come back out like, you know, 6 months later and be like, hey, yo, man, that was some heat. So that's why I'm just like, Sir Aubrey, relax, my nigga. Like, come on now. There was no need for that. I think that's where I'm at with that.
I just think Drake is kind of sensitive when it does come.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We didn't even get to that point.
We never even got to that.
I do think where it comes into play is, like, I don't think, like, that's necessarily bothering Drake. I think the other shit with, like, the other things that people say about, like, him hanging out with younger people, like, that's something that's gonna, like, easily, like, trigger him. Like, the whole Millie Bobby Brown thing, or him hanging out with Kai Cenat. Like, if you think about it, like, you is 30, bro. Like, you be looking at 20-year-olds, like, what the fuck is wrong with them? Like, I'm not really about to be hanging around a whole bunch of 20-year-olds going back to fucking college campus and doing all this other shit. So I think that's where Joe is kind of thinking of it, like, 37 years old hanging out with like 23-year-olds. Like, I mean, I don't know, like, it does look a little weird, but I mean, I don't know. He does like to give props to the younger people and to the people that are actually, you know what I'm saying, being influential right now, like Kai Cenat, like, you know what I'm saying, people that have these platforms, like Drake being on this platform. I mean, the dude already has like, what, a billion followers or some shit like that. So I mean, I don't know how much like bigger his platform could get, but like Drake doing that is a good thing. But, you know, like, I don't know, me personally, like, me at 30, like, I don't want to be hanging out with no 19-20-year-olds, you know what I'm saying, type of shit. Like, but I don't know, I think that's the thing that kind of like digs under his skin, because he knows what people are saying on Twitter as to why, you know what I'm saying, on the one song on his album he's talking about, you know what I'm saying, you bring up that Millie Bobby Brown thing, like, oh, it's a green light on you or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, like, so there are some things that definitely picked at him for this shit that made him outlash like that.
Spicer also thinks it's okay to date 25-year-olds. Got it. So everybody likes it.
Yeah.
So
you don't think it's cool?
It's not dating. All right. Look, I'm going to get this off and we go on to the next topic, because somehow we spent 40 minutes on Drake.
I think this was
bread and butter, baby. I told you already.
Bread and butter. So the 20, like you said, it's more so just the content itself. Like, because obviously you being around young people is going to affect the music. Obviously you want to be around young people. You want to have younger music, so because that's the best demographic. All these things are true. People just want to see a more mature version of Drake. But like we said, it's probably not going to happen, at least until he takes his break. And there's nothing wrong with fucking 25-year-olds. But like Joe said, it seems like fucking 25-year-olds isn't really working out for you. So you might want to consider a different, you know.
Like, where's your content going to come from?
Just take the weekend approach.
You need to date Vivica Fox.
Moving on to movie news. So Jason Momoa and Amber Heard are back in the news because Aquaman 2's trailer just dropped like a couple weeks ago, but it is rumored that the boy Jason Momoa was trying to get Amber Heard fired, and he showed up on set drunk, dressed as Johnny Depp. Now, they say dressed as Johnny Depp, but niggas know he had to have come as dressed as like Captain Jack Sparrow. Like,
there's no,
it's literally the only person. Unless that nigga came as Edward Scissorhands and shit, that's the only nigga I know to pop up to spark off some shit.
And if he did, you know, it's rumored he did, but it'd be hilarious that he if he did do this, because that's so fucking funny. But it's a rumor. She's accusing him of showing up drunk, dressed as Johnny Depp. I'm just gonna assume he showed up just as a pirate because Aquaman 2 water. Blah blah blah.
Hi, hello, love. Want to take me to court? So.
But do you think her showing up or her in this movie is gonna hurt it at all, or? Do you think Jason?
Oh, no, you're skipping the best part.
What?
Yeah, I was about to say, come on, man. Talk about the Twitter guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, shit. Damn, I really did skip the best part. Damn, I fucking damn it. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, the best there part is her ex, which I even really fucking dated. Elon Musk, her ex boyfriend, sent a scorched earth letter to Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you get that off.
I got it out, man. That's a white term for a very angry letter. So
aggressive
letter to Warner Brothers saying, yo, she has to be in this movie. So she has, I was seeing a letter to Warner Brothers saying she has to be in this movie. Merle, do you defend your ex this hard?
Oh, yo, hey, my nigga.
hey, current girlfriend.
Look, man, no. I know y'all wanted that drawn out answer I used to give. No. I mean, keep it a bug with you, unless I got a kid with you. Ex-wise, nah. It's a
keep it passing. Current girlfriend. Would you do it for?
Current? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
He thought about it. That's crazy.
I did. Yo, don't air it out. Stop that shit, nigga. Like, let the fans see that. That had a slight hesitation.
No, like, you don't think it's crazy that her, like, Elon Musk has, I think two kids named after X and Y, and then I think he's married or he's divorced or something. But all of them, he's
another playboy.
Yeah, he's not with her. That's the more of the story. Mm-hmm. He's not with her. They haven't dated in I don't know how many X amount of years. Is it wild for him to send a letter saying, yo, she has to be in this movie? And also, who is Elon Musk to be like, yo, I'm a billionaire. Like, you got to do what I say.
Hell no. Nah.
I run
exactly.
Twitter.
I'm a billionaire, nigga. Yeah. Fuck you talking about? I'm going to be on the planet. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to make some fucking plays. What you just because I feel like it. How about that?
Just because I feel like it.
I don't even date this girl. Just we ended it amicably. Fuck it. Nah, I'm going to send this fucking letter. Fuck these niggas. They think they going to run like this? Nah, bro. And Johnny Depp was hitting on her, too. So, yeah, that was fucked up.
Is this disrespectful to assume that she might potentially have some torch?
I mean, that's without. Did you not see her cosplay as Mercy from Overwatch?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Remember hers?
Well, I'm just saying, for you to, like.
I remember her.
For me to step out for my ex,
so you trying to get
her
back?
Something worth stepping out for.
Yeah, he is trying to get her back.
She does owe, like, Johnny Depp or, like, a charity, like, mad money, and she ain't got it. Elon, do.
You know what you need to do.
Look at you doing the science now. Okay.
Can I get her back, son? There's no way I'm writing a letter to somebody's boss be like, yo, bring her back, because I don't
write it. ChatGPT writing that shit.
That's a fact.
Let me get my signature. All I gotta do is see is fuck Elon.
And he got the EMP tuck. Just in case they don't want to put her on set, he just drop an EMP on their ass and just close down the whole production. That's how he working out this bitch.
Hey, probably. Another thing was Tom Cruise was on record saying, yo, The Flash is, you know, the best movie I've ever seen.
That's your boy, by the way.
No.
That's your boy.
1,000% said this. He 1,000% said this. Do you think this is a new wave of other famous people trying to get their hand into Hollywood movies to get people to see them? You know, Elon Musk is like, put more Amber Heard in the movie. Here's more money to do this. And, Tom Cruise is a very famous actor. And if he says it's good, then it's got to be good, right? You think they're trying to brainwash us?
That's your man. Boy. How do you feel about that?
I believe him. I believe him. Tom Cruise is a man. So anything he says, I believe him. I saw this nigga hang onto a plane. All right, so.
That is his God.
I got to say no more.
That is his Scientology God. I forgot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That's like listening to an athlete, you know what I'm saying? Like a former athlete. It's just like,
you should drink this milk or this Gatorade.
This is how you should do this, nigga. No.
You Gatorade the best.
You ever heard fucking Barry Sanders commentate or Emmitt Smith or none of these niggas, bro? Because I don't need to hear from Tom Cruise.
Don't you bring up Tom Cruise.
Michael Irvin. You want to hear from these niggas?
Cocaine cowboy.
You got it. You got it. I'm out.
Hey, we're not here for that. Mm-mm. Don't be slandering my Cowboys. Has Tom Cruise, at one point I know it was rumored that he was going to be in the, the Marvel movies. Is there any type of rumors for him in the DC world? Any roles?
I have no idea.
Everybody wants to be a goddamn superhero.
He'd probably try to run like, especially how The Rock was running shit, and it probably turned out terrible.
It would.
If you had to put Tom Cruise as something, what would you do?
Oh, Iron Man. This is another Tony Stark.
No. If you had it now, because he spoke about DC now, because they're probably going to flag him, try to rope him up. Who would you put him
in? He's not playing. You do not put Tom Cruise as Hot Guy.
What?
There's no fucking way.
Some A-list actor as the nigga with the bow and arrow?
Shaking at that joint.
Is not playing anything other than Superman? Like what?
Niggas don't even know fucking the nigga that played Arrow on a TV show. They only know his name,
right?
Stephen Amell.
Only because I've seen it.
That's actually his name. That's his
name. And that's the last role he's ever gonna get after that SAG bullshit too.
Oh, yeah, they have to think that. That's on.
He's doing a wrestling show on Stars right now.
Real quick.
He's doing a wrestling show on Stars right now.
Didn't that shit just get canceled?
He's the guy from Sons of Anarchy. It's like, nah, let me stop.
He is not the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
I know. That's what I said. Let me stop. They all look alike.
Oh shit!
That was such a Merle take. That is hilarious.
Yo, fam, I am on the, wing. I'm not ready for the ball yet.
All right, we can wrap it up here. What did you guys got for Under the Bridge? Who wants to go first?
Ooh, can I go first? I want to go first. Picked up a nice little binge series. Selena Gomez, Steve Martin. The other little guy that played the alien from Lost or Treasure Island. I'm going with Only Murderers in the Building. It's a Hulu series. 3 seasons out right now. I'm not gonna lie, I started that shit last week Friday. I am literally on season 3 right now as we speak. Just one of those where I just can't stop. I'm always the person that like the whodunit. How'd you do it? You know, the puzzle, the story behind the shit, and it's smoking it right now. I'm so much of a doofy nerd for this shit that I even looked on the fan page on IG and I saw that they got approved for season 4. So salute, looking forward to it, and it's a good watch. So,
watch that with your tea?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you watch that with your tea?
And blanket.
And blanket.
I'm sorry, what?
Blanket, tea, blanket. Headband, pillow.
Now,
combo.
Why'd you... Why,
the bonnet? All,
why,
bonnet?
Why? Why? Just why? Y'all don't... See, you didn't have to jump in. I'm expecting that out of him.
My question is why you feel so insecure about it. I would just say yes.
I'm not, but I just don't feel like... I feel like I'm being attacked, if anything. Like, yo, what why can't I just be about? Me?
Just be comfortable. Yeah, that's what I do, nigga. Fuck you.
Yeah, like there's not other grown men in here wearing bonnets. Lie.
I wouldn't have lied about it.
Bonnet right here. Obviously.
Somebody got to do something for this shit.
Oh.
See, I'm not ashamed like you. You know?
As soon as the pod get over, nigga, just go on the man, nigga.
Spray some conditioner in this bitch and hit them.
You don't even know. You gotta make sure the hair fit right when you put the bitch on.
So you ever have to like since it, bonnet, you ever have to fix your bonnet like a fucking fucked up wig and shit to like get that shit correct? Or
absolutely,
that shit all be...
Man, that's all.
But you gotta get the silk pillowcase so like it kind of just matches out. So you just be sliding instead of gliding, you know.
I'm a messy sleeper.
That shit cold though. I had to get rid of that shit.
You like a cold
and
pillow?
Yeah, my head. I like a cold pillow. My head was also sliding off the bed.
Oh yeah,
we just destroyed my sink. Sorry, bro.
Yo,
there you are. I don't even know what this thing is.
Like, I forgot what the fuck Merle's thing even was.
What show I had? Nah, you just, you know, proceeded to make fun of me and then go on a tangent. But hey, I love that my tangent skills are starting to rub off on you guys too, Paul. I love that.
Like I said, I don't mind. That's all.
Nah, as you bash me. Nah, it's cool. Keep attacking me. Nah, right. Yeah, I know.
We're on the same team.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck y'all niggas out. Only Murders in the Building. Check it out. It's on Hulu. 3 seasons. It's a good watch.
Dad.
There you go.
What's a good next?
I got two. I'm gonna shout out this album that came out last week. It's called For All the Dogs.
I knew you were gonna. Oh, I knew this motherfucker.
Little known album. It only sold 420,000 records last week.
Only.
But you know what I'm saying? Y'all might fuck with it some more, you know, give it a little week, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
We need also, a clip when I said it at the same time as you, by the way. And I need
also,
that clip.
Also, a YouTube channel that I've been watching a lot recently. Check out Geeked Up Productions. Right. It's actually called The Geeked Up Podcast.
There's
a lot of great clips on there. I don't know if y'all seen, but you know, niggas, you know what I'm saying? Been pretty good. Check it out. Make sure you subscribe and like the video. I know you're watching.
True.
Oh my God.
I got one. Is awareness of something happening and also of a product. It is Prime Day. I want niggas to be aware. A Prime Day is not a real thing. These niggas are lying to y'all.
Oh shit.
These niggas
come back with secrets.
I've just seen deals. Like, well, like, nigga, that's not a real deal. I only bring it up because the thing I wanted to share with y'all is Amazon. Like, I got it from Amazon, and I was like, yeah, it's $80, and I went to see it's on a Prime deal for $80. Because it says it was $109. Nigga, I bought this shit for $70.99 and it's on sale for $79.99. Niggas is lying. Niggas are liars.
Man.
It's like Black Friday. Son. It's all fake.
They draw
now.
You in with that red sale.
Yeah, son. So just be aware. But the product is the Govee like backlights for your TV. I want niggas to know it's like the perfect ambiance. It comes with some lights you put around your TV in the back, the camera. Like looks at the TV, whatever colors are on the TV, the lights come on the exact same colors.
Hard, bro.
Son, I wait at night to watch everything. I waited.
Like when it hit me off the late night with the
I know when y'all watching Hocus Pocus, that joint goes crazy between like the fall scenes and like the dark scenes and like all the. I love that shit. I definitely got a cop.
Any anime fight, I was watching, you know, Castlevania Nocturne on, I was watching Harry Potter. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
So it's like, it's
you're
the perfect vibe.
Castlevania.
You're going to say, keep saying anime, then Castlevania. But
yeah. You know, you keep that too, right? I don't want, you know, I'm about to call him out, but all right. You know.
The point is, you got $80. Treat yourself, right? Govee lights. Comes with an app on your phone, too.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have to send a link in the chat.
Yeah, you going to that?
Whenever
you know
I mount these TVs, I'm not gonna be ready. For
whenever
that.
I mount these TVs, I got y'all. Spicer, what you got?
So mine is gonna be an album. I've been listening to a lot of like R&B and soul lately, which is definitely new for me in a sense. And someone sent me an album. It's called Lotus Glow by Addy Oasis. And it's an R&B and soul album, but it's very like funky, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as perfect as like
You know what I'm saying? The Silk, like the Silk Sonic, like album was sounding like, you know what I'm saying? It actually sounds like legit, like funk music. It's really good. She has a dope voice. The content is really great. I'm not too sure exactly where she's from, but you know what I'm saying? Make sure you definitely check that out. If you're into R&B and soul, album just dropped 2023. So, it can't be that long ago. So yeah, be sure to check that out. I didn't even realize that like people are still making like funky music, like kind of like Motown style, like type of music and stuff like that. So I've been in a fucking time machine, not really in a time machine, just really just trying to find as many artists as I can that have the similar vibe. And it's been great. So make sure you check out Adi Oasis, Lotus Glow.
Son, shout out that other album too that you put me on to. Maganda.
Yeah,
that's some good shit right there.
He's like a new age like Smokey Robinson's. Like his shit is crazy. That shit is crazy.
But all right, y'all, that's gonna do it for us. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And if you listen to the audio version, check out the radio version on our YouTube channel. And that's gonna do it for us. Peace.